You're listening to the Startup Growth Engine. This is a show for small business owners and startup execs looking to hear best practices around profitability, growth, managing a tight budget, developing a tax strategy, turning the corner with a startup, and more. Listen to hear honest conversations with startup experts who've been through it all with a success story to show for it. Let's get into the show.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for another episode of the Startup Growth Engine. I'm Maggie Crowley, your hostess with the mostest. And today I am joined by Trina Johnson, who is the CEO of Blue Forest Farms. Trina, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you, Maggie. It's going to be so fun.
It absolutely is. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You're from Colorado originally, correct?
I'm from Boulder, Colorado, and just always love cannabis. I'm a mom of three and have been in Colorado my whole life. So it's really been exciting to move to New York City, downtown Manhattan, 2 years ago and open up a CBD cannabis retail store here.
Cool. So how did you, aside from your love of cannabis, because I know a lot of people who really love cannabis, my husband included, but they don't necessarily make it a business. So how did you end up turning your love of cannabis into a business?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of started with figuring out how to create a life I love and that's worth living. And it just all happened organically. Cannabis had been coming online in Colorado and just seems like a little complicated and complex, right, with all the regulation. Then you start hearing about CBD and hemp, and it really resonated for me just being a little more natural, choosing organic, choosing the chiropractor. At the same time, I got connected with the largest certified organic farmer in Colorado for produce. And he was really interested into CBD. He's always on the cutting edge and all his products always in Whole Foods. And so we started out in 2016. He was going to do all the farming. I have a background in sales and marketing, mainly online. And we started Blue Forest Farms.
Cool. So what year did you guys begin Blue Forest Farms in?
We started in 2016 and then had our first grow in 2017. We grew 22 acres. The next year, 135 acres. And 2019, our biggest grow of 250 acres.
What was that process like? Someone who came from a sales and marketing background, I'm sure, I mean, I know you had your partner to help you with the farming, but there must have been quite the learning curve that you had to take on and figure out.
It's been so fun. Such a learning curve. Thank God. I mean, before I met Dave, I thought I was just going to start farming. I had no idea. You know, I'd never even been on a farm, let alone if you do, you know, 22 acres. An acre is a massive undertaking. And he has tons of huge equipment and he's a big deal. And so it was just a beautiful experience being on a farm. You know, it's one of the hardest work and the most beautiful and rewarding. And it was amazing to be a part of. And it actually worked really well for us, my background, because it's such a new industry. Most people didn't have a website, let alone how to do SEO marketing around that. And so that helped us in sales down the line. Just our website is really recognized by Google. We come up everywhere. It just, we were one of the first people with even a website in the industry. So in those ways, and just bringing, both of us have such a professional background, which the industry really needs. You know, it's always been in the gray market and growing in a garage. And it's been super fun bringing the industry forward.
Yeah, that's great. Speaking of the industry, what do you think is in store for it? Do you think that cannabis will be federally legal someday?
I want it to be more than anything if we can just have the same rights as alcohol, right? I mean,
yeah,
just even that.
That's the want for many people.
Yeah. And I think that's You know, there's two things that need to happen. The FDA just needs to allow CBD. All the big players are waiting on the sidelines right now. Amazon, Coca-Cola, every beauty name product, right? And so it hurts the industry. It makes it small, although it gives opportunity to smaller businesses too, right? But I think once that happens, it will just grow in this amazing way that it needs to. And also then there's the whole, you know, legalizing cannabis altogether, which they need to as well, but they're not motivated. I mean, a liquor license costs $2,000 a license, not $250,000. So there's just some things happening there. And we actually have a really unique moment in time in New York City where they're bringing cannabis on. One of the reasons that we came to New York was because New York 2 years ago passed some of the most progressive cannabis laws in the country. Although, you know, Colorado is the hemp and cannabis capital of the world. It's amazing, but it's a little oversaturated. So we saw a lot of opportunity to come to New York. New York needs, you know, CBD so much. And also just the laws that have been passed, and everybody is working hard here to bring cannabis on in the right ways. I know there's just been a lot of issues other places like California, and where it just only allows like the big players and big corporations to play, and people want to do it different. And we have, and people are fighting to do that here. It's cool to be a part of.
Yeah, that's great. So you guys started primarily online, and then your venture to New York is where you have your first retail shop?
Yeah. We have a big presence online. Then we've had the farm. We have a lab. We created 6 of our own genetics. We just weren't happy with what was being produced in the market. And one of the first companies to use a genetic back program to produce the highest quality, most consistency, highest CBD ratio to THC. So we have that. And then we launched our retail line, which has just been so fun to see grow. And you can see how it's affecting the community and, you know, people's lives in general around that they're taking their own health and wellness into their hands. And that's been a lot of what's fun about having a retail store, just having those personal interactions, hearing the stories, and just seeing everybody come back and it grow. And we're actually looking at a second store in Brooklyn and then a third store in Miami.
Wow. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thanks.
So with all of this, with all the expansion and starting the business in general, you need money to do that. What has that been like through the life of your business since 2016? Have you guys been able to privately fund it? Is this based off your profitability right out the gate? Have you guys been able to keep afloat?
Thankfully, we made a profit every year we started.
Cool.
And I was able to, I had this property complex that sold, just, you know, it was all organic, the flow of how I got into this side. And we'd had that building for a while. It just sold. And of course, had the funds to Dave and I to start Blue Forest. And then we've made a really good profit every year. 2017, 18, 2019 was huge for us. We did over 12 million. And then we went into 2020. And seed season, which has been, that's been a huge profitability for us each year. COVID hit directly in the middle of the seed season, and it affected everything. I mean, nothing's been quite as good since then. And for some reason, I'm not exactly sure why it COVID, but the pandemic has really affected the CBD market in general, just in terms of the pricing and pounds being worth. You know, I think in 2019, we sold all our pounds for $25. I mean, now no one's even growing hardly, and pounds are, you can barely get $2 a pound. So it's a big difference, and the economy and the industry is a big difference, and people have been really hurt. But also retail, I just, people need CBD and it's growing and growing and coming back. And it's also a really great connection, connecting farmers that are growing and then into creating a white label line, because that is the most profitable way to economize a hemp grow. And then, you know, see them be able to start that economy and creating, and then they're producing a product that's, you know, impacting a community.
How long does it take to grow the hemp from seed to the point of being able to harvest and use it?
People usually plant in June and then harvest in October.
Okay.
So not that long, but hemp is not easy. I mean, it does grow like a wildfire. Like, it grows happily. You just need to give it the right water, a good temperature. But the harvest is a massive undertaking. It really is. It's a lot. And people don't understand that. Even when you go into the lab to make isolate, it is so much work to make these extracts. And so it's hard to see the crash in the market, because, you know, everyone needs to realize the value. And from the farmer who's producing it has the most work and the most cost per acre. And so that's been a big part of where our sales have been affected, because we've had to come down in price major in our seeds to support the farmer, because the prices that are at right now, it needs to reflect their cost and what's economical for them.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, that's tricky. There are so many supply chain issues that people faced because of COVID and are still facing, unfortunately. I mean, I think we're feeling it across so many industries.
It's true. And I mean, we're grateful. We had an SBA loan. We had the PPP. You guys helped us a ton with the tax credit, which is such a good resource for anyone. And you were so good to work with, so helpful. You know, we've been affected in a lot of ways and just grateful that we're still here and had the opportunity. That was another reason we came out to try the retail side too, just create another arm and way to make business. And I'm so glad, because it's been a lot of fun.
So when you guys have your milestone successes, which I'm sure you've had many of in a growing business, how do you celebrate?
Celebration is so important, right?
It is.
Especially, we have so many blocks and we try to have fun every day, because that's a big part of our culture. Is just, it's all around the lifestyle, right? We love the cannabis lifestyle, and that's how we want to sell. We want to sell in a lifestyle way, that this is just a new way to start living a more organic, healthy way with amazing side effects and benefits. We partake a lot here. We love food. Food is a big part of our culture at Blue Forest Farm. So we buy a lot of food. We go out together, you know, have to try all our products as well. So we make sure we celebrate.
That's awesome. That's very good. It's important. It is. You got to celebrate the wins.
No, it's a big deal, especially for us. You know, there's a lot of obstacles and barriers. So it's important.
Of course. And if you could give one piece of advice to someone who is starting a business, not necessarily CBD or cannabis business, but in general, what would your advice be?
Yeah, that's like really changed recently. I used to be such more of a doer and a go-getter, and I'd say like, go hustle and make it happen. I am learning to, you know, just take a step back. Any moves that are made should be divine. And I'm asking source in the universe to what I want and waiting for the next move. And I'm just learning that we don't have to do as much. Not if it's being led in this divine way. It's being brought to you with flow and ease and non-resistance. It's funny, because I needed 3 new partners recently, and also we were hiring some people for the store. And the old way is kind of like, you place an ad on Indeed. And I said, we're not placing an ad. We put it out there. They're coming. And it's just been so fun. seeing how this one guy just texts, connects, saying, oh, are you guys hiring? I have a perfect person for you in Brooklyn. And when she comes, she was checked every single box, more than we could have asked for. And it's just like really trusting and having more of an ease and flow. I'm not even going to say hustle and make it happen.
I like that advice. Just trust.
Trust the process.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us today and sharing your story with us. We love to see a success story and businesses grow. And you had such a nice attitude about business and approach. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
And good luck.
Thank you.
Are your stores called Blue Forest Farm?
They are. Yeah. And we might do like BFF. We play with BFF a lot. It's just cute, you know, and work.
Best friend forever.
Best friend, your new BFF. So we like to do like BFF NY and then BFF Miami, I think is cute. Oh, we play with both, but it's just more about the product and it really works. I love when people come in all the time and they say, well, CBD's never worked for me. And like ours does.
Try me, right?
Yeah. I'm like, I love when people tell me that.
All right. Well, we will look for you in Brooklyn, New York, and Miami.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thanks, Maggie. Appreciate you guys.
You've been listening to the Startup Growth Engine. Keep connected with us by subscribing to our show in your favorite podcast player. If you like what you've heard, please rate the show. That helps us to deliver business tips and best practices from startup experts. Thanks for listening. Until next time.